This is Smart Tech, episode 1314, Ergonomically Tech. Welcome to this ergonomic edition of Smart Tech. Now, since I'm your host, Chuck Minear, those of you who know me may think I said egonomically. Nope. Our word of the day is ergonomics. And what, pray tell, is ergonomics? Well, the dictionary defines it as the applied science of equipment design. As for the workplace, intended to maximize productivity by reducing operator fatigue and discomfort. Also called biotechnology, human engineering, human factors engineering. So today, the goal of Smart Tech is to reduce your operator fatigue and discomfort. In fact, I think that might be our new tagline. Smart Tech, reduced operator fatigue and discomfort. In a previous episode, we talked about using technology to get healthy. But many times technology involves sitting or at least staying in one place for long periods of time. I mean, thank goodness we've got mobile tech, or maybe not thank goodness, because that's all we do. You know, sitting at dinner with your wife and we're both looking at Facebook. But that's a marital problem, not a tech problem. So we're still at the point where much of our work tends to happen at a desk, in an office, in front of a computer screen, and we end up sitting there for long periods of time. And so you might want to think about the best way to spend that time with the minimum impact on your body. So today I'm going to make a few recommendations, and that's how it really has to do with tech. As always, links to these items and some other supplementary articles are available on our website, smarttech.tv, smarttech.tv. So as I said, sitting for long periods of time can be hard on your body. Studies show that people who sit for long periods of time have a greater risk of stroke or heart attack. So there's no substitute for getting up often and taking a break. But the chair you sit in makes a huge difference. Now, the king of chairs is the Herman Miller Aeron, A-E-R-O-N. I'm calling it Aeron, for lack of a better way to pronounce it. Now, this chair is not for the faint of heart. It retails for over $1,200, although I've seen them online for $700 to $800. Now, this chair is so revolutionary that it has an exhibit dedicated to it at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Although if you've ever been to the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, you know, they have exhibitions of a lot of interesting things, including, you know, soup cans. Herman Miller also makes a newer high back chair called the Embody, which a lot of people really like even better than the Aeron. And that goes for around $1,000 to $1,400. People who sit at their desk all day and spend hours, log hours and hours in a chair, though, might find that spending that much is definitely worth it. But what about the rest of us? Because I don't have either of those chairs. The rest of us might go for something like IKEA. Yes, I said IKEA. They have a model called the Marcus. And the Marcus is a high back chair. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles of the Herman Miller, but it's very comfortable. It is also ergonomic, and it's also around $200. So you might want to start there. Now, some people swear by exercise balls. Yes, an exercise, you know, those big exercise balls. They use them as a chair. It helps them balance and it tones muscles as you sit, but it does take some getting used to. And you can even buy these exercise balls now with little stands that look like little plastic chairs, are kind of cute. And those little chairs help you balance, especially when you first start using the exercise ball. But diehards just use the ball. If you want to see this, look at some of the old episodes from Twit TV with tech pundit Leo Laporte. He sits on, or used to anyway, sit on one of those big balls. And you can kind of watch him bouncing every once in a while. So it keeps all your muscles working and it's kind of fun. And the trick with using something like an exercise ball is maybe to have a chair and the ball and to move back and forth until you get used to it, because you'll get very tired sitting on it after a period of time. So you kind of have to work into it. Now, the next level of craziness is the standing desk. And a lot of people use standing desks. They prefer to stand when they work. I have a hard time doing that, but I'm getting used to it. I don't have a standing desk, but I have an area of standing that I try to, you know, get up out of the chair, because you don't want to be sitting in that chair for hours and hours. You want to get up and move. People like Michael Hyatt at michaelhyatt.com use a standing desk. And if you look at pictures of his office, he actually has a sitting desk and a standing desk, and he moves back and forth between the two. Although when you hear him talk now, he spends more time at his standing desk than at his sitting desk. His new office, I don't think even has a sitting desk. He had an office at home. His office at home has both, but his office, he has an office away from his house, and that office, he has a large chair, you know, a comfy chair that he can sit and read if he wants to. But his work desk is just a standing desk, and then he has a stool. So if he gets fatigued standing, he can pull the stool over, but he doesn't sit down in your traditional desk setting in his main office. Other proponents of that, Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, never sat down. The guy apparently had tons of energy, and he had a standing desk in his office all the time. And if you've ever been to job sites, foremans use these all the time, but they're always moving back and forth. That was kind of the excuse for that. But standing desks have been around for a while. Now, most people I know, as I said about Michael Hyatt, have both available, and they kind of switch back and forth so that they can continue to do work, but they're not in the same position as they were before. In the show notes, I'll go ahead and link to Michael Hyatt's explanation of his setup. But the trick is, I think, if you're going to have both in your office, is to have a way to continue your work from one to another. And nowadays, where work is a lot electronic on a computer, you can put a separate monitor and keyboard at the standing desk and have it linked or networked to your main computer. You can set up a little small network at your work, or you can just take a laptop back and forth or use an iPad or something like that. But that's the trick. You want to be able to be working at your desk and think, okay, now it's time to stand up for a while and work, and be able to move seamlessly over to your standing desk and to continue working without having to do a whole setup. So that's something you might want to think about. And it's always interesting to watch how other people have their areas, work areas set up. But the newest rage, and it's kind of taking the standing desk to the next level, is the treadmill desk. Now, Don McAllister of Screencast Online, who's I'm an affiliate of, you'll see on some of the podcasts, you'll see links to his tutorials online. I really like his stuff. But he's just bought one, and he has a personal blog. So I'll link to his blog, and you can kind of see how he is enjoying this thing. He just got it. He has a picture of him setting it up, and it is a desk that is made, and a treadmill setup that's made just for this. It's not, he didn't modify an existing treadmill, which is one thing you can do. And you might want to do, if you own a treadmill, you might want to do this before you spend money on the whole setup. But, and you can actually go online and buy desks. They kind of look like those hospital tables, you know, that roll, if you're in the hospital bed, they kind of roll over you, roll under the bed, and the desk part rolls over you. You can get those to go around a treadmill, and they kind of roll up to the treadmill. People who work out have been doing this for a long time. They'll put a magazine or a book on the treadmill, or they'll watch TV, or they'll do some kind of, you know, self-help learning thing. But this is actually doing your work. The trick here is you want to make sure that your pace is slow. You cannot be running on the treadmill and typing memos, but you can get used to walking at a very slow, deliberate pace, always moving and typing and doing those things. So it, like anything else, it takes some getting used to, I suppose, but you can do this. So I'll link to those, and I'll link in the show notes to some other options if you're interested. The idea here, though, after mentioning these things, is to make technology safe for you to use over periods of time. We just don't realize it. I mean, who would think that sitting in a couch watching TV is detrimental to your health? I mean, just thinking about it, because You're not doing anything. You don't have to move your body. You're not going to injure yourself, but it is detrimental to your body over periods of time. You have to move. Bodies are made to move. And so if we can do anything to keep us moving, to keep the blood flowing, it helps in the thought process. It helps you work more efficiently. And some of these things sound wacky, but you might want to try them out. You know, exercise ball, not that expensive. And you could try it out and see if it works for you. Treadmill desk, you could try that out. If you have a treadmill, you could try that out using your existing treadmill with some modification. It might be kind of fun. Who knows? You need to take serious consideration of your workspace. How's it laid out? And does it work for you and for your health? Sometimes very small changes can make a huge difference. You know, the height of your monitor, you have a sore neck. Well, maybe your monitor isn't quite high enough. And so you're slouching your shoulders and ducking your head to see your monitor, or it's too close, or it's not close enough. Those things can make a huge difference. How high is your keyboard if you're typing and having repetitive motion problems, and your chair, as we said, can you set your chair to conform to the way your body wants to sit for long periods of time? So all of these things are important. Now, I know this isn't a typical tech podcast, but, you know, good. I hope you got some good information. As a recap, we talked about getting the right chair for your workspace. It's very, very important. We talked about another option to a chair, maybe an exercise ball and trying that out. We talked about standing desks and some people who use standing desks. We talked about a treadmill desk, and all of these have links in our show notes in case you want to see what they look like. How do you have your workspace configured? I'd be really interested. I'm really looking at this, and I'm sitting at my desk. I made it into a studio. We're doing this podcast from kind of my home studio desk work area. I have three monitors around me. One big iMac in the center. I've got my soundboard over to my right. I have my my Heil PR40 microphone on a boom so that it's out of my way. So I've tried to make my workspace ergonomically friendly. The problem is that I'm a slob and there's all kinds of stuff piled on my desk, and I need to learn to do that, because clearing your work area can also clear your mind. I know that. What do you recommend? How do you have your workspace configured? Share your ideas and thoughts in our show notes. Just go to smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV. Go to today's show and click on the show notes. There's a place to leave comments, and I would love to hear what you have to say. At Smart Tech, we've been working hard on updating our website. We've chosen a new theme. We've updated some of the graphics. We've moved some things around. So I would really like it if you'd go and tell me if you like the new format. What do you like about it? What could we improve? Is it easy to get around? Are the buttons working? Those kind of things. I really need to have some feedback on that. So go to our website and look. Do you like the theme? I really appreciate Justin Atwood, who's done some of the artwork on there. So if you see our new logo, you see the banner on the top. He's been working hard on that, and we really appreciate his help in getting the website looking professional. But we'd like to do better, and it's a work in progress. So let us know what you think. And you can also help us at Smart Tech. There's a few things that help us stay on the air, and they're all things that don't really take a lot of your time. We've tried to make it that way, but we would appreciate your help. Go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. That is the center of the Smart Tech universe, and sign up for our newsletter. Just put your email address in there and you'll get our newsletter. That would be great. Click on our Facebook link. It's up at the top of the screen now. Click on Facebook and like our page. That's great. We have our most subscriptions, by the way, are through our Facebook site. So that's cool. Just go to our Facebook page, Smart Tech Facebook page, through the link on our website, and just hit the like button. That's all you have to do. If you're on Twitter, we have a Twitter account. I Twitter from my personal account. just click on our Twitter link and join the conversation. And we also have a Google Plus account there too. And those are all at the top of the screen now. So you just click on those. Each of the individual episodes also has a Facebook button. And what that does is if you click on that, it says, I like this episode. So if you like hearing about ergonomics and technology, click on the Facebook like button and that helps us too. But there's one thing that you could do that would be the most helpful, believe it or not, and that's to click on the iTunes link at the top of our page. Subscribe to our iTunes feed. If you use iTunes for anything and you have an iTunes account, subscribe and then click on there and leave us a review. The search engines, especially on iTunes, but on Google, use iTunes comments as a way to rank our show. And so the more comments we get on iTunes, especially positive ones, the higher we are in the rankings. And what that allows is more people to find our show. So that would be helpful. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your feedback and I appreciate your support. So until next time, this is your host and fellow techie, ergonomically correct, Chuck Minear, hoping that today's episode has made you a little bit smarter about tech.